Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guest Carrie McRae. She's a Republican candidate. She's running in the primary, and that's for the Plymouth Barnstable State Senate seat. Good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And just in case you're not sure whether you live in that district, it includes Plymouth, Kingston, Pembroke, Plimpton, Mashpee, Sandwich, Bourne, and Falmouth. Can't even read my own handwriting there. So it's a pretty big district, very influential district, and you are running in the primary right now against Matt Moratori, and whomever wins will face Dylan Fernandes in the general election. Tell me a little bit about how your campaign has been, what it is that you think people should know about you and who you are and why you're running.
Well, thank you for the time again. And it's interesting when you say, I hear this often, so you're running against Matt. And I say, no, he's running against me. You know, I ran in 22 and we garnered 44% of the vote. That was huge, especially against an incumbent Democrat. Now it's an open seat. And so we already have that momentum built. And that's why I knew I had to do it again. You know, we had so many people that reached out and said, are you running again? I said, absolutely. So we're excited to do this.
Okay. What do you think the three biggest issues are that people are looking at in this campaign? Because you're out and about, you're talking to people. What are the concerns?
Yes. Well, you know, we're knocking on the doors, not just myself, but we have teams across the district, you know, thousands of doors, and a lot of phone calls have been, you know, made as well. The biggest thing is the illegal immigration, which of course is linked to the affordability, because people know that they're struggling each week to make ends meet, and a portion of their money is going to kind of, in some of these lives of the illegal immigration is, you know, they're getting housing, they're getting all these things, billions of dollars, as we already discussed. The second, again, is the affordability, especially with the housing. We see the housing cost for rentals is through the roof. And then, very interestingly enough, I've been having more conversations with people talking about the transparency and how they just don't see what's going on up on Beacon Hill. And those are the three main things that people are talking about.
Now, do you have a website where people can go and read more in depth about your background and why you're running, or a Facebook page and or both of them?
Yeah, so we're on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You know, we've been trying to do more on Instagram. But our website, that's the best way to get a hold of us. It's Carrie, KarieMacRae.com. And, you know, when people look and they start doing research and they ask questions and they reach out to me, whether it's by cell phone or, you know, they see my name on something, you know, I leave my personal cell phone number out there. And I think that's important to show people that, you know, they're not going to be calling into a Google Voice or leaving a message. I answer the phone. I have those conversations right away. Never know what's on the other side, let me tell you.
That's right. What are some of the questions that you're getting from people? Do they tend to track along the same way with those three issues that you spoke about? Or are there other issues out there? I mean, we in the press think we always know what we're talking about. We don't. That's why I'd like to know what other people are telling you on the campaign trail.
I think what people are telling me is, especially with, say, in the town of Plymouth, right? 31% of the vote comes out of Plymouth for the district.
Okay.
So we've spent a lot of time in Plymouth. And, you know, some people know my Republican opponent and some people don't. But I hear that when people do know, they're like, what type of Republican are you? That's what mm-hmm. I hear. And I say, well, I'm conservative. I've always been conservative. And I'm a fighter. I'm somebody who's going to push back. I'm somebody who's going to ask questions. And people can do their research and see, you know, my background, you know, why I got into politics was because I saw that a lot of our rights were being stifled. You know, you look at the 2A, you look at just the way it seems like every year there's more taxes coming out of us. And yet we try to find out why and how are our roads worse when they're taking more tax dollars? How is our our schools having to make cuts, but they're taking more tax dollars out of us? And mm-hmm. so people, I think, are looking for someone who's going to fight and push back, and also somebody who's going to embrace other Republican candidates and bring them and work together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, we hear about how it's so hard to get things done. And my counterpart will say that, you know, it's hard to get things done because there's only a few of us. I'm somebody who already for the last 4 years has been out there pushing other people to run and rerun, you know, when you don't make it. get back up and do it again. And that's what me and Eric Moschino, Ken Sweezy, you know, we all in 22 came with like over 40%, 44%, all of us. And we said, we got to do this again. People are listening.
It's Carrie McRae, again, Republican running in the primary for the Plymouth Barnstable State Senate seat. Give me your website and Facebook page again.
Yep. So it's so on Facebook, it's easy to find me, Carrie McRae. Our website is carriemcrae.com, K-A-R-I-M-A-C-R-A-E.com.
And any other parting words for our listeners?
Just if you're looking for change and if you think things could be better, don't keep voting the same politicians in, because you cannot expect new politics with the same old politicians.
Again, that's Carrie McRae. We're going to put this interview up online. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD. Traffic and weather right after this.